Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, if you want to go to a chapter in the Bible that'll make you think you're living in another world, go to the fifth chapter of Ephesians, and you'll be on such a narrow gate, such a narrow road, that you'll be scratching your head. Let me read this to you. Be ye followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself to us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. If you want to get churchy, if you want to get worldly, stop it right there. Just walk in love. Walk in love. Let your mind define what love is. Love is accepting, love is tolerable, love is compromising, love is a two-way street. Nope, that's not what the God says. Let me continue. But fornication and all uncleanliness and all covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Not once. Fornication, that's the whole gambit. That's sex before marriage, that's adultery, that's homosexuality, that's not even these fringe, incredibly insane transgender aspects that they're trying to shove down our throat. But fornication, all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be named once among you as you become a saint. Do you hear that, people? Do you need to have someone grab your shoulders, the Holy Spirit grab your shoulders and shake you? And you mean to tell me some of this stuff has to go up to vote in your churches? If it's okay? Do you have a pencil big enough with a big enough eraser to get rid of these verses? And it continues. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. In other words, these things aren't to be joked about. This isn't to be jested about. You better shut up and thank God for what he's given for you. He's given his blood. He was sacrificed. The world made him a king by putting a crown of thorns on his head. For this you know, that no whoremonger, you know what a whoremonger is? It's a man looking for wounded deer at the bar at 2 a.m. That's what a whoremonger is. A man who's just loaded with lusts and he's basically a pig in the parlor. For this you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man. What's a covetous man? Some greedy guy that won't lend anything, won't help his fellow man. Me, 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 my money, my money, money. Probably has the first dime he ever owned. No covetous man who is an idolater. He's referring to a covetous man here, an idolater. In other words, whatever you're coveting, you're coveting your house, your car, you're coveting anything, well, you're an idolater. You put it on an altar. You've forgotten that it isn't yours. It's God's money. It's God's car. It's God's wristwatch. It's all his. And he's let you use it until they either put you in the furnace or they plant you 6 feet under. Any covetous who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. God forgive us. God forgive us all. If you're a sinner, get on your knees and turn from these wicked activities. Now, he's pretty precise here. Fornication, covetousness, foolish jesting, whoremonger, unclean person. A lot of this is sexual, gang. A lot of this is sexual. And we see what the sexual agenda is doing to our world. I mean, abortion is sexual. You could basically get rid of abortion if man and wife would get married, wait till we're married to have sex and have their family. Yes, all these sins are somehow, a lot of them, and Paul would preach about them, are tied into sexual activity outside the marriage bed. Let no man deceive you with vain words. What are vain words? This is old-fashioned. Oh, times have changed. Oh, society accepts this. Everything is fine. We could vote on it. All right? Those are vain words that are trying to deceive you. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things, what are the vain things? Fornication, uncleanliness, covetousness, filthy jesting, idolatry, unclean people. Because of these things comes the what? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. The wrath of God. That's what's going to be coming, gang. The wrath of God. Get a hold of that. Now, we're told God is love. But part of God's love is his wrath. Because his wrath, if you listen to it, is used as a correcting tool. And that's what we all need. We need correction. And the Lord says, basically, he puts a whipping on those that he loves because he knows that we need correcting. He knows that we're all on the wrong road. And without him, it's absolutely hopeless. But if you don't want to use it as correcting, it becomes the wrath. And what is the wrath of God? The wrath of God is the same anger that came and destroyed the whole world. During the days of Noah, the whole world, the same wrath that just totally annihilated Sodom and Gomorrah and all the cities that were around. This was the wrath. And it could be coming at you. It could be coming at you on a personal level. If you want to partake in these activities, I didn't make them up. I read it. And the Lord puts a double whammy on it by warning us not to be deceived, because there's going to be people coming at us saying everything's going to be okay. But it says, be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometime darkness, but now you are light in the Lord, and walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. I'm giving you truth right now, people. I'm reading the gospel, and this gospel is true. It goes on to say, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Do you know what that means? What that means is bring them to the light. Don't partake in these evil deeds. Don't partake in them. Are you involved in adultery right now? You better get out unless you want the wrath of God. Are you involved in premarital sex? You better stop it unless you want the wrath of God. And I'll tell you what, you better not be rolling your eyes as I'm saying that, because the Lord told us, let no man deceive you with vain words saying it's okay. Now, remember, for the most part, I'm talking to the Christians, so you know what I'm saying. But to the unbeliever, I'm just reading you the true word of God that wants to save your soul. This is love that I'm expressing to you by telling you truth. Because what does truth do? Eventually, truth will set you free. Truth sets you free. Lies and sin put you in a straitjacket. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That means expose them. If there's darkness in your life, hit it head on. Don't be wishy-washy about it. Hit it head on. Then he goes on to say in verse 12, for it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. So this is interesting. God tells us, in verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanliness or uncovetousness, let it not be named once among you. So he's not pulling any punches here. Not even once. In other words, don't deal with the regret or the repentance. Just don't do it. So you don't have to repent or regret what took place. Just don't do it. Believe it in faith. It's called obedience, not works. It's called loving God above your feelings. Loving God above your natural tendencies. Loving God above what the world or society or this evil culture is telling you what is normal. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. In secret. And for the most part, sexual sins are done in secret. And so are sexual diseases, gang. No one's going to have a thing on their forehead, a poster saying, I have an STD. Although they say 6 out of 10 sexually active people do. 6 out of 10 have an STD. Yes. But it's done in secret. And what's an STD? It's a wrath of God. Yes, it is. He's created everything. He spoke every disease into existence. He's done it all. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth manifest is light. The light is Jesus. The light is what we're not supposed to put a bushel over. The light is truth. The light is his word. We're not supposed to give in to these sins, gang, as Christians. We're not supposed to budge an inch. And I'm not talking about being some Bible thumping. It's just like if you were in a room with a rattlesnake, would you ignore it? Right? You try to get in the farthest corner away from it because it's a rattlesnake. It's going to try to kill you and bite you. And this is how we ought to be looking at sin. Not taking it lightly. Trying to get away from it and realizing what its consequence is. Yes. And this isn't being sin conscious. It's being God conscious. And it's only by his grace that he even reveals to us what sin is. Because before you become a Christian, you enjoy sin. But now that you know that sin is actually out to kill you, and you have a reborn heart, don't take it lightly at all. And we're living in a society where everything is throwaway, everything is taken lightly, and nothing is taken serious until the bomb hits. Yes. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleeps, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. In other words, snap out of it. Get out of darkness, unbeliever. Unbeliever, you're going to die. Unbeliever, for Pete's sake, you're putting all your faith in gasoline and electricity. Get rid of gasoline and electricity, and you're going to be looking for weeds to eat out in the woods, freezing to death. We'll see how your society and your culture come in handy then. We'll see how all your friends come in handy then. Take away those two little ridiculous things, gasoline, electricity. Especially in the dead of winter. But the Lord gives you wisdom on how to deal with things. The Lord will actually give you brains on how to deal with every situation, whether it be of the world or the spiritual world, everything. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Walking circumspectly, the word circumspectly comes from the word circle. In other words, when you walk, you see everything that's going around you. Don't walk as a fool. Just depending on the things of the world for your survival. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Redeem the time because the days are evil. What does that mean? That means thank God every day that he gives you breath. Give him praise in the morning. Give him praise every minute. Thank him for absolutely everything. And be ready, gang. Within a blink of an eye, you could be right there in front of the Lord getting judged for every idle word that you've ever spoken. Imagine that. It could happen to all of us. Me first. Before this sentence ends, I could literally be before Jesus that quick. And there won't be anywhere to run. There won't be anything to depend on. My soul will be taken from my body. My body will be put back into the earth, and I will be before my Savior. Don't forget this, people. God loves you. He died for you. Stay in Jesus. And amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries.
To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.